This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's some variability in the American economy right now, right? I mean, there always is, but now more than ever with the virus and the various rules on starting back up again. But as we're learning pretty much every day, opening up does not mean going back to the way things used to be. Ashley Nelson is one of the 10 people we started talking to earlier this year for our series about the American labor force called The United States of Work. She's a hairstylist in Boise, Idaho, where, come Saturday, the 16th, the state government's going to let restaurants and gyms and, yes, hair salons reopen. Precautions, of course, required. Ashley, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Kai. Thanks for having me.
So last time we had you on, it was just about the time you had stopped taking appointments, and I want to know, I guess, what you've been doing since, because the governor of Idaho, not long after we chatted, did the whole stay-at-home thing. So what you been up to?
Well, I've been doing a lot of different things. I currently have a new location that I'm going to be working in, so I've been getting settled in that. I have decided to go into a private suite where I will basically just kind of create like another layer of comfort for my clients so that we're just alone and in a room that can be sanitized very well between each client. And then I've been really lucky because our industry has had a lot of free education online. So I've been staying really busy with classes and education. Yeah.
How's your order book? Do you have appointments booked starting on the 16th?
I do. Yeah, I have a few weeks booked out already. I had about 170 people I had to get in contact with just to go over the different procedures that we have now about their appointments. So that's been a long process. It took me about 8 hours to get through 60 people. So I have two times that amount to go through.
Wow. But in theory, right, this is all potential revenue. So there's motivation to
make
the call.
Exactly. Most definitely. Hopefully people are just patient with their stylist because so many people are having to get a hold of a lot of clients. And unfortunately, we can't all get them in on one day. So hopefully people are being loyal to their people and not just bopping around and trying to find someone who can get them in sooner. But
yeah. Are you going to take people whose appointments you had to cancel back in March? Are you going to take them first or what are you going to do?
So basically I made a list starting from March 19th all the way until the 15th of May. And I wrote everyone in order they were on my books and that's how they're getting called back.
And what's the vibe among your customers? Are they ready to come and have you help them? Or are they like, yeah, I'm not ready yet to have somebody touching me?
I would say most people are definitely ready. Some people are definitely pushing it out to June to just be like extra cautious. But I've definitely had a lot of calls to come do house calls and things like that I haven't done. But yes, I definitely think people are very eager to get their hair done.
Yeah, I'm sure. So how have you been getting by from March to today? Are you just kind of watching your pennies?
Watching my pennies. Luckily, I feel extremely fortunate. My husband, does a manual labor job, so he's able to still work doing hardwood floors. So I feel really lucky to have his help.
Yeah. I remember the first, maybe the second time we talked, we spent a lot of time on you as a business person. And so first of all, you're operating now your own little startup as a business person, but you also have a job that is portable, which seems to me in this economy now to be critical.
Yes. Yeah, it is. I think that the industry though is just going to be like leveled up even more because we already had to take so many precautions to be able to take clients in the first place. That's what hair school teaches us about is sanitation. So now it's just another leveled up situation for all of our clients. They're going to be really protected and make sure that they're safe. But I'm actually really excited just to level up my business.
Yeah, no, I bet. Ashley Nelson, she's a hairstylist in Boise, Idaho. Ashley, thanks a lot.
Thank you.